It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, recording live in the Smith & Wesson booth at the 2014 NRA annual meetings. This time, the guest is none other than the one and only Paul Plouffe from Smith & Wesson. Jim Scouten's with me. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Going good. It's a wild show. Attendance is up. People are everywhere. It's great.
I'm predicting record turnout. Last year at Houston, we had 78,000 people, an all-time record. And
it
Houston's
was.
Not nearly as easy to get to as Indianapolis.
You know what? I'm amazed. The enthusiasm here is absolutely outstanding. Doors open at 9. Our booth was filled.
Slammed. Immediately.
Immediately.
It's fantastic, and it's slammed now.
You know, and it's just say what you want. This is a very gun-friendly area. So we were setting up yesterday in the booth, decided to go out, across this little catwalk over to some restaurants over in this little mall. We sit down in this, well, I won't tell you, I'll give them a free plug and I'd want an endorsement on
it. Yeah, right.
It,
but, it was a spot where they served food and drink.
You know, it was a very hot, very popular hamburger, and it didn't include the Golden Arches, but we went in there and we sat down there and we were sitting down there and a couple of us and stuff and really weren't wearing any name badges and stuff, but the waitress comes over and she goes, "Hey guys, how you doing? I got to tell you," she said, she says, "love your product." And she said, you guys are going to be happy to be here. She says, "You know, we're gun friendly." Mm-hmm. She says, "There's a lot of members." And she's getting excited. And you know what she did? She turned around. She goes, "And I got to tell you, I asked for Saturday off. I got to attend the show." And
Very cool.
"And I'm going to the Stand and Fight rally and concert."
Isn't
she
that
goes,
fun?
"I'm looking." She said, "I've been looking forward to this all year." She says, "So be proud and be happy."
Well,
I got one Indianapolis story for you. On our hotel, we're staying in the same hotel. And again, we don't have to give them a plug, but maybe we should. We're staying in the Embassy Suites downtown, big high-rise hotel.
Okay? They treated us well.
Starts with E, ends in at Embassy.
At the check-in counter, they have this printed form that talks to us who have concealed carry permits,
right?
Because my Tennessee permit is good in Indiana. It's good everywhere except Illinois. So, anyway, and it's a sheet about, "We're happy to have you with your legal concealed carry weapon here.
Right.
We ask the following things. Please keep it concealed as you move around because our other guests may not understand that you have a legal concealed weapon here. Keep it in your room with you at all times. Don't leave it in your car because the parking area is not secured.
Under your control.
And if you choose to leave it in your room, then put a tag on the door. No service, because not all the members of our staff are familiar with firearms." I read this thing. We're so used to places putting up the, you know, the circle flag.
Right. No firearms, right.
This place is saying, "We're happy to have your gun here, and just observe these reasonable requests."
Which is looking out for you.
I'm telling you, this is the greatest thing I've ever read. This is phenomenal.
Yeah. We couldn't be more welcome.
And that's their standard policy. It's not just the NRA's here policy.
Right.
So more power to the Embassy Suites in Indianapolis.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's why it's so good to be here right now.
And everybody is asking the same question, where are the shields?
Listen, we are building a shield fast and furious. You know, problem is that right now is the most popular selling gun that we make. So for every four guns we put out, I think there's five orders coming in.
Well, it's an absolute home run. I mean, obviously, it's right in the market. It's what everybody wants, and the price point is an absolute killer.
So it's been a home run. I mean, and it's. I mean, you guys shot it, you know.
Yep.
I mean, it's compact, it's thin, but it's soft to shoot, and it's accurate as all get out. It makes it an easy, small gun to shoot.
Yep.
And to carry.
And to carry.
And I'm not disclosing what I'm carrying, but there you are.
But you know the rules in the hotel anyway concerning that.
So. We know the rules. There is a Smith in the hotel. There is a Smith with me.
There's some other attention in the booth right now, and they're brightly colored over there. M&P 1522s.
Oh, that happens to be one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I think you can relate to that.
I do. I have a personal story. I shot the U.S. Steel Nationals this year down in Titusville, Florida, using my own personal M&P 1522. I shot in the brand new rimfire carbine division with iron sights, and I took over 30 seconds off of my best Steel Nationals finish, and that particular finish was using a rimfire open pistol. I took 30 seconds off of that time with an iron sight carbine. That speaks to how well that gun runs, first of all, because it never stopped,
yeah.
And how easy that gun is to shoot. It was an absolute dream, and I can't wait to get back and do it again.
Yeah, it's just more fun than one person should be allowed to have.
It really is. And this particular gun was one that I got for Christmas and hadn't shot yet. It was in the box for better than 3 years in my safe, still in the box.
Wait, you have this perfectly
yes.
good gun.
Yes.
Fun to shoot.
Yes.
Accurate, and it stayed in a box
yes.
for 3 years.
And here's my excuse. There are others in the safes at Shooting USA on the set. And, you know, we're going to go out and shoot. We'll grab those and use those. This particular one that I had gotten for Christmas, I just never got around to getting out of the box.
So what would you say? You wanted to soil others so you didn't have to clean your own?
Exactly right.
Okay,
there is that.
And then yeah. it came about that this new division had opened up at Steel Nationals. And I thought, if I'm going to go to Steel Nationals and actually hang a score on a rifle, I want it to be the rifle that I get to take home, my rifle.
Right.
So I got it out of the box, put it in a bag, sent it down to Florida with Trevor, who drove.
Yep.
Got it out of the bag, ran 25 rounds through it in practice. 25 rounds. The gun never stopped, never oiled it, never nothing, and ran it for the entire match. It absolutely ran flawlessly. So if you don't have one, get one.
Oh, that's outstanding, you know. And as you say, you're looking at them. You know, we've come a long way. Yeah, that has been one of the most popular things that we've done. I think right now it's probably got to be one of the top, if not the top-selling 22 rifle, because it is a true AR style rifle.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it is.
Well, same controls.
Same controls.
You can practice.
All of the
anything.
Controls are the same. The size is the same.
Listen, you can drop any trigger in, you know, whether an aftermarket mm-hmm. trigger that you put into Big Brother, it all fits in there. The only difference is it's 22, and you know, that bolt is different, obviously, because it's 22.
Right. And there is that point that the aftermarket trigger costs as much as the M&P 1522.
Well, but that's so, true. But, you know, it's
just like racing, though, how fast do you want to go?
Right.
It doesn't matter how much the car's cost when you started working on it.
That sounds like a Les Bear comment to me.
I'm just saying.
All right. Anyway, I will tell you one quick story. I got a longtime friend who lives in Minnesota. And so he sends me a note. Bought one of your bread and butter products, the M&P 22 pistol.
Oh, right? Great gun.
Great gun. Shoots great. Inexpensive. And he tells me in this email that he bought this because of the price of center fire ammo, which mm-hmm. if you're getting a good price,
oh, yeah.
you can get 9mm for 40 cents a round now.
Right.
So he goes into great detail about why he bought this 22, because it's more affordable, so he can go shoot more, except he can't find any ammo. What can I tell him about that? And I said, wrote him back a note, and I said, you just answered your own question. You are one of millions of people making the same decision. And so, yeah, that's where all the 22 went.
Well, good news, because you know what? You know, over the last 5 years, you know, innovation and the concepts and what we do with 22s, we've come a long way. We've got some great guns out there, whether it's the pistol, whether it's rifle. Reality is, you know, and I've had a bunch of people say, hey, I mean, what's the deal? They just not make enough? Is people hoarding? And the straight-up answer is, hey, guys, it's fun, and there's a lot more people shooting them. It's
yep.
being consumed.
Oh, we get those gun background checks that keep going up and up
yep.
and up. How many million new ones? And, you know, every gun shop has got two or three boxes of ammo reserved for the sale of that M&P 22, because
right.
otherwise they're selling an oddly shaped hammer. You
right,
know,
right.
So here's the ammo. And then they'll be back in a couple of weeks, and they'll buy a couple more boxes. Now, multiply that times millions. Years ago, John will remember, we did a story from CCI out
right.
in yep. Idaho. And every day, they make 4 million rounds of 22 rimfire and ship it every day.
So they're still making
it.
And they're actually,
it's gone.
They're actually upping their production to meet this new demand. It just is in such high demand.
Well, I mean, you know what? We got to face facts with all the new gun owners, and we're living in a different world. So we have a new normal.
Right.
And so when you start talking about building your capacity, whether it's ammunition or manufacturing handguns or rifles, you know, your capacity, we're at a new normal, guys. It's,
it's a sign of the times.
Big consumption.
Wow. They're super fun to shoot.
Yeah.
They are that.
Well, and I'll tell you, let's go a step further with them. You know, it's so popular, and one of the things that we do is when we come out with a successful product, we kind of build off of that. And one of the things I like to tell everybody is, you know, Smith & Wesson's come up with new ways to introduce the joys of plinking.
Yep.
When we start talking about the joys of plinking, I like to refer to that 1522 platform. And we kind of covered the gamut. So, you know, you can have that entry level, that first one, that when we came out with black. But then, you know, we want to get serious about it. You know, we have our performance center version and along with the MOE version, the MAGPOL original equipment. So, yep. I mean, it kind of gives you that serious competitive tight shooting group once.
A lot of the add-ons that a guy might do after market already done from the factory out of the box. We've seen it on other platforms. We're doing it now on M&P 1522.
Oh, absolutely. And then you got to look at what we've done. Now we're getting very, very creative. We're letting you do it your way, your style.
Very cool.
And in your colors.
I keep
running into and getting emails from, and I met them here, grandfathers who have bought the pink one for their granddaughter,
the pink platinum,
who just loves it.
And we're seeing that a lot. I mean, listen, we covered a gamut, okay? So if you want to go stealth, we have our camo, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to have that little military stealth thing going, we have that black and tan digital camo. And the best part about it is if you really want to accessorize, and we know women like to accessorize, there's some guys out there that like to accessorize. Hey, Jim, we just had that conversation, but we won't go there.
That's right.
Well.
But, you know, the other aspect of it is now, you know what? You got a girl in your, you got a little girl in your life. You got a girlfriend. We got that pink platinum. That is one right now. That is just going off the Richter scale. That's selling hot. And then you know what? If that's not your color, we got that purple platinum one. Yep. I mean, that just jumps out. I got to tell you, the old boys from LSU. You get down there,
they're digging
them purple guns.
Well,
okay?
As we sit here, it continues to attract crowds of people, and they keep coming off the rack, and people are handling them and looking at them.
We're looking at the display board, and it's busy.
It's busy. And I kind of like the bottom one there because, you know, it's kind of like a fine beer. You get those seasonal ones. For that seasonal one, we have that Harvest Orange Moon one. So, I mean, that
very
really
cool.
– and it is sharp, too. So, you know, like I said, we let you go plinking your style your way.
Very cool. The M&P 1522, it will not disappoint. That's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast in the can from the NRA annual meetings 2014 in Indianapolis. Indianapolis.